future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Let's jump into this. We have an action-packed in store for you today. We're going to be talking about the SEC and its recent lawsuit against Kick for its 2017 ICO, what that means, where they're currently at, game creator Lucid Sight bringing Star Trek to the blockchain. We're also going to be discussing Bloomberg Terminalless Ethereum-based debt instrument, what this means for crypto in general, and what this means that Bloomberg is listing it. So with that in mind, let's jump into the show and let's get down to business. All right, let's get down to business. We're going to attack today's show by jumping straight into it. So the WhatsApp competitor, Kick, has recently been sued by the US Securities and Exchange Commission. They are going to be suing Kick for allegedly running an unregistered security sale when it launched an initial coin offering, or ICO, for its KIN token in 2017. In a filing submitted Tuesday in the Southern District of New York, the SEC said Kick violated Section 5 of the Securities Act of 1933. That law basically requires them to be registered. Now, by selling $100 million in securities without registering the offers or sales, we allege that Kick deprived investors of information to which they were legally entitled and prevented investors from making informed investment decisions, said Stephen Peakin, co-director of the SEC's Division of Enforcement. Companies do not face a binary choice between innovation and compliance about the federal securities laws. As alleged in the SEC's complaint, Kick had lost money for years on its sole product, an online messaging application, and the company's management predicted internally that it would run out of money in 2017. Kick losses averaged around about $30 million a year, according to the SEC, and earlier attempts by Kick to be acquired by a larger technology company had failed, with seven potential suitors all declining to buy or merge the company. In early 2017, Kick sought to pivot a new type of business, which it financed through the sale of 1 trillion digital tokens. The company sold its KIN tokens to the public at a discounted price to wealthy purchasers, raising more than $55 million from US investors. The SEC complaint alleges that the KIN token traded recently at about half of the value that public investors paid in the offering. According to the complaint, Ontario Securities Commission previously told the Waterloo, Canada-based Kick that KIN appeared to be a security. Earlier this year, the company told that the Wall Street Journal it planned to take the SEC to court if the agency brought an enforcement action against Project. Last month, Kick CEO Ted Livingston said the company had already spent $5 million engaging with the SEC. Kick then launched a $5 million Defend Crypto crowdfunding campaign to support a potential lawsuit. KIN is used across a suite of mobile apps. Kick has been using its ICO funds to support the development of a new marketplace for people to earn and spend the cryptocurrency, which runs on the same blockchain. In a statement Tuesday, Livingston said, "This is the first time that we're finally on a path to getting the clarity we so desperately need as an industry to be able to continue to innovate and build things." KIN's price tanked on the news of the SEC lawsuit, falling more than 25% within 2 hours of the lawsuit's announcement. This is really interesting because, you know, the SEC is probably right about that. Probably right about Kick not being able to raise any capital. Probably right about them not bringing any revenue in, no one wanting to touch them, being, you know, what is commonly known as toxic within the industry, and pivoting to a token sale to try and raise capital. Now, what's really interesting, which I noticed and saw, was that they did try to have a Defend Crypto crowdfunding campaign. Now, what's really interesting about that, it wasn't defending crypto in general, it was defending their cryptocurrency. And if they did have capital, why would they need to launch a Defend Crypto campaign? Now, it makes you want to believe that they probably didn't sell out of their ETH. They probably held onto the ETH, which means it's dropped by 80 to 90% of its value. So the $55 million is not looking too healthy. The $5 million is probably what they had left. They probably had to use their Ethereum to do that. Hence why they wanted to raise more capital. Things are not looking good. And by the way, this was a really big project. They had lots of respected names in this project. I'm not going to mention any of the names, but a lot of the big crypto funds at the time We're invested in this. We're backers of this. Now, this makes you think that the space in general, pivoting towards a more venture capital model for raising capital, makes more sense. Because for us here at SVK Crypto, when we look at a deal and review a deal, we'll look at through the company's financials. We will do checks on the individuals. We'll look at their ability to execute. We will go through that company with a fine tooth comb, and we will find out any issues, right? And yes, you're going to find issues in every company, but it's about how they're going to work through those issues and get to their goal. It looks like through the ICO mechanism, a lot of the funds probably didn't do the research due to the fact that Kick had a big name and could raise the money in the public crowd sale. So what does this mean in general? This is not good news for Kick by any means. And to be honest, I think it's a shame that they didn't do it in a better method. They didn't do it in the right way. And this thing, because of the money needed was so large, it never traded that well. Investors were never in profit on the back of this. I mean, the CEO, Ted Livingston, is basically saying that, you know, this is great because now we have clarity on how to do it. Before, you weren't telling us how to do it. But do you think that's more of a kind of a defense mechanism that he's gone into, saying that he never had the rules and wasn't aware there were any at the time? Do you think that's a credible defense? I think it's a tricky one, and I think that Kick are going to be feeling it. Up next, we're talking about game creator Lucid Sight bringing Star Trek to the blockchain. Blockchain games developer Lucidsight is teaming up with media firm CBS Interactive to bring Star Trek gameplay and collectibles to, you guessed it, the blockchain. Lucidsight announced Tuesday that it signed a deal with CBS to introduce the iconic starships from the popular TV and film franchise into a digital universe through its space-based game, CSC, later this year. Players of CSC for a limited time will be able to buy the starships, including the USS Enterprise, which will be sold as unique digital collectibles. Star Trek inspired me at a young age to pursue a career in technology. It is such a privilege to get the chance to bring Star Trek into a new frontier with the first blockchain USS Enterprise, said Lucidsight CTO and co-founder Fazri Zubar. All of the spaceships sold in CSC will be secured as tokens on the Ethereum blockchain and uniquely numbered on the order of creation. The collectible items will be playable in the CSC game universe utilizing the ERC-721 standard, which allows the creation of unique or non-fungible tokens to be fully tradable in game or outside of CSC in third-party marketplaces such as OpenSea. CSC is an open universe game where players command starships to mine, harvest, and craft items on Ethereum, allowing CSC to provide provable, transferable, transparent, and delegated control of its in-game assets, Lucidsight. Now, it's a shame. I think this is really good news. It's just a shame they're doing it on Ethereum because it's going to be slow, clunky, and expensive to play the game itself. It's strange why they didn't use EOS or one of the other delegated proof-of-stake protocols that are out there that would have probably been better suited to this type of project. So let's talk about Bloomberg. Bloomberg Terminal lists Ethereum-based debt instrument Candence, which puts commercial debt into ERC-20 tokens, will soon be listed on Bloomberg Terminal. In a first time for blockchain-based financial instrument, Candence has obtained a financial instrument global identifier, an FIGI. With this new designation, Candence becomes easy to research and trade for the broad array of financial professionals working with Bloomberg Terminals, the market-leading software. Each FIGI record carries with it metadata such as interest rate, maturity, schedule, and instrument type. In Candence's case, it also includes the smart contract address on Ethereum. Candence works with the source of debt business, where businesses need to cover up short-term gaps in cash flow. Founder Nelson Chu said this industry has run on Excel spreadsheets and phone calls, making it very opaque. Chu told media sources today, "We're creating an immutable ledger that houses all asset level performance data at every stage of its cycle, from inception through to maturity. This creates an oracle of asset performance data that every counterparty in a private credit transaction can reference to accurately price, structure, and invest." The firm has made 8 issuances so far, with 1-month, 3-month, and 9-month maturities and automatic rollovers. All will be viewable in the terminal. Richard Robson, Bloomberg's data standards lead, said in a press release, "The assignment of FIGI to digital assets is a natural and simple example of standard native utility. It is proof that FIGI can easily extend to a new, even esoteric financial instruments. The FIGI was first developed by Bloomberg Global Identifier BBGID. Now, before being open sourced in 2014 and embraced by the Computer Industry Standard Consortium, Candice is a relatively new product, one which will allow investors to participate in investments as small as $500 in fairly short-term, high-yield commercial debt instruments. It has been in private beta since January. All of Candice's issuance will be viewable under the ticker symbol CDGRP on the terminal, not to mention the Ethereum blockchain, she said. So this is interesting because what you have now is that every hedge fund, every family office, every major tier one investment bank, every institution in the financial realm out there uses and has Bloomberg, right? This is what they all use to track the price of different assets in the market. This is really important because when Bitcoin was listed on Bloomberg, you saw the price go up. When Ethereum was listed on Bloomberg, you saw the price go up. You saw the interest increase, right? Because it's making that one bit easier for the institutions of all the capital to learn more and deploy capital. Now, will this be of interest? Well, maybe if you start to see high returning yields, absolutely, it's going to pick people's interest. Now, a $500 ticket is not of interest to an institution, but this is one step closer to getting other assets listed on to Bloomberg for people to gauge interest, for people to further their understanding, for people to go through that education phase that we so need everyone to go through to really understand and get a hold of the space itself. So this is positive for the entire space. For Candice itself, we have to see how that plays out. But I think it's definitely great for them that they're making that happen. They hustled that deal and they're basically now going to be listed on Bloomberg terminals. Phenomenal. Great hustle. Well done to the team. They've done a great job at executing that. I think we're going to see now the fact they've listed one more and more coming through, which is going to be really positive for the space. So listen, with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention as always. If you haven't already, hit us up on Telegram, SVK Crowd. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. If you have any questions, queries, or any projects that you'd like us to review, feel free to email myself, cstory@svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I'm going to bounce.